Doubtless it helped that he had settled in New England, where the long winters encouraged a certain sympathy for the idea of interminable periods of cold. It also helped that 6 years after his arrival, the first scientific expedition to Greenland reported that nearly the whole of that semi-continent was covered in an ice sheet, just like the ancient one imagined in Agassiz's theory. At long last, his ideas began to find a real following. The one central defect of Agassiz's theory was that his ice ages had no cause, but assistance was about to come from an unlikely quarter. In the 1860s, journals and other learned publications in Britain began to receive papers on hydrostatics, electricity, and other scientific subjects from a James Crowell of Anderson's University in Glasgow. One of the papers on how variations in Earth's orbit might have precipitated ice ages was published in the Philosophical Magazine in 1864 and was recognized at once as a work of the highest standard. So there was some surprise and perhaps a touch of embarrassment when it turned out that Crowell was not an academic at the university, but a janitor. Born in 1821, Crowell grew up poor, and his formal education lasted only to the age of 13. He worked at a variety of jobs, as a carpenter, insurance salesman, keeper of a temperance hotel, before taking a position as a janitor at Anderson's, now the University of Strathclyde, in Glasgow. By somehow inducing his brother to do much of his work, he was able to pass many quiet evenings in the university library, teaching himself physics, mechanics, astronomy, hydrostatics, and the other fashionable sciences of the day, and gradually began to produce a string of papers with a particular emphasis on the motions of Earth and their effect on climate.